This is Karen Lyle with a Salesport Talk race report from Long Beach, California. Yesterday's three bullets made all the difference for California Yacht Club's Allie Bletcher, who won the 2019 Linda Elias Memorial Women's One Design Challenge by a mere 2 points. Bletcher finished the regatta in the Catalina 37 fleet with a total of 22 points. Liz Yort, competing for the Women's Sailing Association of Santa Monica Bay, was just a gust behind with 24 points. Defending champion Casey Hogan, sailing for Newport Harbor Yacht Club, moved up the ranks to finish in third place with 29 points. It's been a good year for Bletcher. In August, she won the 17th U.S. Women's Match Racing Championship. Becca Schiff, who sailed with Bletcher in that event, served as main trimmer this weekend. Bletcher's name will go on to the Perpetual Trophy for a second time. She also won this event in 2013. Following an hour weather delay, the day's three races started in only 6 knots of breeze that picked up only for the last race. The lighter winds were an advantage for some. Lighter conditions, which Annie Gardner requested, resulted in a better day for her, placing 2nd, 1st, and 7th to position her team to finish in 4th place. Her Hawaii Yacht Club team was organized by Ali Sai on pit as a means for women to grow and the chance to experience high-level competition. Although there were several new racers aboard, Gardner has been sailing with Ketty Pettibone, her tactician, and another member of the America 3 team since 1995. This celebrated regatta, hosted by Long Beach Yacht Club and the Long Beach Women's Sailing Association, with the support of the Long Beach Sailing Foundation, is named after Linda Elias, one of Southern California's most successful female sailboat racers, who died in 2003 after a 9-year battle with ovarian cancer. She was only 52 years old. The prestigious Peggy Slater Yachtswomen of the Year Award winner was an active leader of the Long Beach WSA and won this race as the Women's One Design Challenge in 1992, 1994, and 1996. Martinique likened Elias to Billie Jean King in that she was very passionate about her sport. She was funny and kind, and although she didn't set out to be a trailblazer, she certainly was. Bletcher gets to choose where the prize money from the Linda Elias Scholarship Fund goes. The foundation that assists promising sailors is supported by sponsors and fundraising activities. As an added incentive, the organization also offered a new team trophy awarded to the yacht club with the best results in both Catalina 37 and Cal 20 fleets. This year, San Francisco Yacht Club was the proud recipient. This regatta drew the biggest spectator fleet since the Congressional Cup Series. Friends and family cheered on the teams over this 2-day event. This is Karen Lyle from Sailsport Talk.
You hear the music. It is that time. Dominic Jimenez in for Rick Tittle on Titillating Sports, but it's now time for Little Sales Sport Talk, and it's time to bring in our correspondent, Karen Lyle, normally with us in studio, but now she's taking Sales Sport Talk not only on the road, but overseas. Karen, how are you?
I am doing great, Dominic. How are you doing?
I'm doing quite well, and as I mentioned, you've taken Sales Sport Talk overseas. From where are you calling us, Karen?
Well, right now I'm in transit to Paris, France. I will be traveling. I will be starting in Paris and then going to London and visiting the Royal Thames Yacht Club and a couple of other yacht clubs in that area to look at the races they have going on there.
There we go. Now, Karen, when you kind of plan these kind of trips, how overwhelming can it be? Because I think of, you know, France, there's so much ocean. I'm sure there's a ton of yacht clubs, same with England, stuff like that. How overwhelming can it get trying to map out where you want to go?
Well, you know, since we have a lot of people who come and visit us in San Francisco, it's not too difficult to have connections around the world, because as you know, I've already interviewed people in France and also in London, Ian Williams, and also in from Dublin. And just recently, we had Angela Heath here with the Maiden when it was going on its a San Francisco leg of the Around the World travel for women's education. And so I will actually be going from London on a ferry over to Dublin, and I'll be staying with Angela. And we had already met and gone sailing together here in the San Francisco Bay. And she is introducing me to David Brannigan, who is a sail sport photographer, videographer, writer. He writes for the Dublin Times, the London Times, and he just knows a lot of people. So he's making some introductions for me as well. So that's the beginning of the trip.
Very nice. Now, I know, obviously, we're talking on a country scale. It's a bit of a macro level. But in your experience, does each country seem to have a little bit of its own kind of personality when it comes to sailing? In other sports, you think, oh, this country, kind of, they do it with flair. This country, they're kind of known for being hard workers. They just get the job done. Have you noticed any kind of similarities or differences, but from country to country, when it comes to sailing?
Well, I would say that when it comes to racing, what you're really looking at is where the sailing is taking place. So the personality of that area when you're on the water has a lot to do with the wind. So if the winds are high, it's going to be an entirely different experience than if the winds are light. And so when you're on the water, it's all about the water and the winds and the currents and the tides and also the other boats as well. But when you're on the land, then of course each country has, each city, each location within a country has its own personality, and everybody seems to have a great deal of pride and sense of honor about their history and what their particular locale is all about.
We're speaking with Karen Lyle, Sail Sport Talk. She's in transit to Europe. She's going to France, England, Dublin, Ireland. It's going to be a great time. Karen, what are some of your favorite stops that you've made in your travels? Because I know you're a very well-traveled sailor. What are some of the cities or countries that have been your favorite stops in your life thus far?
Well, I like the British Virgin Islands every year. I go sailing there for a couple of weeks, and that's usually my vacation. So even though I do call in and say hello to Sailsport Talk fans, I love to just relax and take some friends and just go from island to island. So that's my vacation. But I also do safaris in Tanzania. And so I'm in the bush, which is certainly not anywhere near the water. And the water that's there has alligators and hippos in it and is very dangerous. You definitely would not go sailing in that water. There's usually rivers. There's some place they call Hippo River where there's been like about 40 hippos jostling for position, and I would not want to be a boat in between those hippos. Would not be a good idea. But then I go to Zanzibar, which is an island right off of Tanzania, and Zanzibar is a marvelous place to sail, and I usually sail the dhows. The dhow is one of those ancient wooden boats that's been around for more than 1,000 years, and they are all different. Dhow just means wooden boat, and so I have some captains of dhows that I know, and I go sailing with them, and we go out in the oceans in Zanzibar.
Now, Karen, I know you're more of a recreational sailor, but have you been in a competitive sailing environment at all? Like on the boat?
Yes, I have. I have enough to know. I've been on a few races here in the San Francisco Bay, and it's always oftentimes challenging conditions here in the Bay. So when you sail in the Bay, it makes you, we usually say if you can sail in the San Francisco Bay, you can usually sail anywhere. And I would say anywhere that you would want to sail, because of course, if the winds are too high, you're not going to be wanting to sail.
Now, what are some of the differences for the novice between, you know, going out sailing on your own, you're on a sailboat from, you know, north to the bay to the bay, or west to east side of the bay, and then when you get in, it's a little more competitive. What for the novice out there, or somebody just listening maybe for the first time, what are some of the differences there?
Well, first of all, a person who is an adventure sailor like myself, usually we're making decisions as to where we go from moment to moment. So it might be that we're sailing in the bay and we say, you know what, you know, the tides and the currents are just perfect and the weather is marvelous. Let's go out the Golden Gate and go up the coast or down the coast. And that might be a decision that's made on a whim, and you just go and do it, and you're deciding as you go. Maybe if you are racing, the race course is determined by the race committee. And usually there's more than one course, and the people who are racing don't actually know which course they're going to have because the race committee decides that at the last minute. And every race is a little bit different, but that's usually, in every case, the decision of where to do a race in a smaller, it's not an around-the-world race, but in a smaller race like in the Bay or some part of the world. Like, I think I'm going to be going to Malta, and there's going to be the Rolex Middle Sea Race, and that's going to be a race around Malta. So there's usually a course that's been determined, and that course is not decided on exactly by the racers, except for what positioning they're going to have around particular marks or designations that they have for the race.
Now, while you're on your trip in Europe, you talked to you mentioned a few of the stops you were going to be making. Will you be partaking in any taking in any races, or is it just strictly visiting various yacht clubs?
Well, I hope so, and I did plan the timing of my trip to Malta to match the ending of the Rolex Middle Sea Race, and also there are races happening at the Royal Thames Yacht Club, and in places around the world there are oftentimes races happening anytime there's a season for sailing. So whether it's a small race or a large race, I really want to represent what I can in each country that I'm going to. So I'm going to be checking in and seeing what's happening during the time that I'm in each of those places. And if I'm not actually witnessing a race and talking to the racers, I'd be talking to someone who just raced last week or, you know, was somewhere that was interesting and exciting, you know, in Barcelona. Or I'll also be going to Hamburg and meeting with the publisher of a yacht magazine there. And sometimes the racers in Germany are racing down in the Baltic Sea, but they might be in Hamburg at the time to interview and talk to me.
Now, we all know about the we'll call it big races, you know, Sail GP, America's Cup, stuff like that. How common is it for just kind of little local races at various clubs, like, oh, hey, you guys want to race next weekend? And they kind of just put a little casual little who can get their first kind of race together. Is that something that is common in the sailing world, or is that not all that common?
I would say that that there are races going on. Say we look at the Bay Area, we have 104 yacht clubs that are members of the Pacific Interclub Yachting Association, and that's not all of the yacht clubs we have in the Bay. Most of those yacht clubs have races going on almost every weekend. So those races oftentimes have histories, and those histories might go back 100 years. So if a race has a history, then usually the race committee is planning a year in advance for that race. And there's different, you know, in some cases, different race committees. We just interviewed Gerard Sheridan last week, and he was the chairman of the race committee for St. Francis Yacht Club. And for St. Francis Yacht Club, they have a professional staff person who's on that race committee, because there are races happening. Sometimes even two or three might happen in the same weekend. So it's more common that something might be casual if it is the beginning of a new race, some new rivalry or something that comes about and people say, hey, let's throw up our flags and race, and then maybe they begin that. But once it's going, it's usually pretty well organized.
And just a couple more minutes with Karen Lyle, SailSport Talk. She's in transit to Europe, doing a little SailSport Talk correspondence for us. Karen, do you have a city that you're really, really looking forward to on this trip that you maybe haven't visited yet?
Well, I think that I'm really looking forward I'm not going to say that I haven't visited yet, but I'm really looking forward to spending some time in Paris. At the end of the trip, I'm going to be staying you know, very close to the center of things in Paris, and going to the museums and just relaxing and enjoying myself a bit. I will be arriving in Paris tomorrow, and then I will be going on my travels from Paris to London to Dublin to Malta to Hamburg, and then back to Paris and spending 6 days there. So that last 6 days will be a little bit more of relaxation, just personal pleasure, and there's always something marvelous to do in Paris. Might even get a little dancing in, too.
Very nice. One last question for you, Karen. Is there a sailing, I won't call it a mecca, but is there a city or a country very much known for their sailing that you have not yet visited that is kind of on your bucket list of places you would like to visit still?
Well, I would like to go visit Sardinia and the yacht club Costa Smeralda. I met the general manager of the Virgin Gorda version of Yacht Club Costa Smeralda before the hurricane kind of took out the docks and so forth. And I really had wanted to fit that into my trip. I just wasn't able to, but I wanted to go see that club because I've been invited and I just haven't been. And that's in Italy.
There it is. We have been speaking with Karen Lyle for Sail Sport Talk. Karen, thanks for giving us a call in advance of your trip to Europe. We look forward to more correspondence from you here on Sail Sport Talk.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure talking to you, and I'll be talking to you again next week, I guess, on Tuesday at 9:37 Pacific Standard Time, wherever I am.
There it is. Next Tuesday, we'll be talking with Karen Lyle, Sail Sport Talk. Karen, have fun on your trip. We look forward to chatting with you again.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Take care now. I'm Dominic Jimenez. Sail Sport Talk. More titillating sports on the other side.